Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. Community leaders in Northeast Denver's Montbello neighborhood are kicking off a five-year federally funded project to reduce youth violence. CU Boulder's Center for the Study and Prevention of Violence is leading the effort. Colorado Public Radio's Anna Pinocco was at the project's kickoff meeting yesterday and has this report.
CU Boulder is focusing on Montbello because of its high rates of violent crime and gang activity. The project is getting $6.5 million from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Researchers plan to survey the community to find out what most contributes to violence, then saturate the neighborhood with programs proven to help with those issues. I wanted to find out how the community feels about the project, so I spoke with Dee Holmes, a social worker and community activist in Northeast Denver. She told me she's not completely convinced.
This isn't new for us. We've been having conversations like this. We've been doing what we do without the money. And now that the money is there for people to really take the time to hear us and to listen to us and to know that, yeah, it's big, but it's supposed to be big, you know? So even though it appears or sounds like a big task, there's been so many of us that have been working on this big task for so long. So I do want to see the community voice heard. And I also want people to, even though it doesn't look the way they may want it to look, to know that it's successful, to be able to get the evidence base. I don't like that phrase, but I'll use it. But to get the evaluations and to get the answers that they want and the outcomes that they want, but understand that it may not look the way that they want it to look.
I wonder if you could tell me more about what you mean by that.
And, you know, for me, it's a cultural perspective, because if I don't look and sound and say the things that you want me to say, that does not mean that I'm not successful.
This is a project led by kind of academic researchers at CU Boulder, you know, with this government funding coming in from the federal government, the Centers for Disease Control. As a member of the community here, kind of what do you feel about that kind of attention coming in from the outside and saying, we want you to do this research, and then there are these certain programs we're going to have you look at?
You know, I got mixed feelings about that, to be honest, Anna, and I just want our voice to be heard, you know. The academics and the CU Boulder and everything else like that, it's as long as the community is at the table and as long as we're given the opportunity to speak our truth and to be present for that process, I'm going to be very supportive. And when it shows up that it's not that way, then they'll have to listen to my mouth. They'll have to, I'm going to hold them accountable for this. You said this was for Montbello. You said we could design it for Montbello. Then let us design it for Montbello. And yeah, there are these programs and everything that they're saying to take a look at. Well, at least we're getting the opportunity to take a look at them instead of them coming in and say, you will do this. I do like that, you know. That makes me feel happy to hear that they're not coming like they have before in the past and said, you're going to do it this way and this is the only way. And so at least now we have it seems like there's a longer list. So I have to do my due diligence to make sure that the program, whatever program that we select, that it is going to fit our babies, that it is going to fit our community in a way that gets us to that next level of healing that we, because we do need to heal as a community. We do.
Dee Holmes joined a few dozen Northeast Denver residents at Thursday's meeting. They're all interested in being part of a new youth violence reduction project in Montbello. I'm Anna Pinocca, Colorado Public Radio News.